Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，我们一起来敬拜赞美他。
Praise the Lord. We can worship Him all together.
那在我们的一生里面呢，我们都会经历各种各样大大小小的风暴。
In our life, we always experience all kinds of storms.
那些风暴呢，会让我们感到灰心啊、困惑、无助、害怕，甚至绝望。
Those storms can leave us feeling discouraged, confused, helpless, afraid, even hopeless.
那我们可能有人现在目前正在经历一些风暴。
It's possible at this moment, some people are experiencing those storms at this moment.
可能有人呢刚刚经过一些风暴，已经过去了，经过一些风暴。
Maybe some storm just passed by some people's life.
那有人呢说，我现在没有任何风暴，但是呢，我相信你不久还会经历其他的风暴。
Some of you may say, I don't have experience any storm recently, but you may have in the near future.
我们如何面对风暴？我们如何能够胜过风暴
？How do we face the storm? Can we overcome them? Where is God?
风暴来的时候，神在哪里？他会帮助我吗
？Where is God in the midst of the storm? Will He help us?
那我们借着一段经文来思考这样的问题。
We're going to use one passage to think about this together.
那今天经文就来自马太福音啊，14:22-32。
Today we're going to look at the chapter Matthew chapter 14:22-23.
那我来读一遍中文哈，一会儿请那个方长老读一下英文。马太福音14:22，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去。等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”彼得说：“主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。”耶稣说：“你来吧。”彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便孩子说：“主啊，救我！”耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说：“你这小信的人呐，为什么疑惑呢？”他们上船，风就住了。
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat, get on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before the dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, Tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the river and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed onto the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of a God.
好，我们一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你的圣灵在这个时候在我们心里做工。
May your Holy Spirit work within us.
求你开启我们的眼睛，打开我们的心。
Please open our heart, open our eyes.
让你的话语进到我们心里面来，帮助我们，来安慰我们。
May your word come to our heart to help us, to comfort us, to help us.
我今天祷告，奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们先回顾一下前面，当时的一点背景。那之前呢，耶稣啊，他用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000男丁，加上妇女儿童呢，至少有上万人。
Let's review the background a little bit about these passages. In the beginning, the Matthew 14 tells us that the Lord Jesus fed 5,000 men with five loaves of bread and two fish.
那是一个巨大的神迹。
This is a huge miracle.
四本福音书呢, 都有详细的记载。
Four Gospels all recorded the same event.
它彰显了耶稣的身份, 祂的能力, 祂的权柄。
This demonstrates Jesus' identity, power, authority. It is a miracle from nothing to something.
那是一个从无到有的神迹。
It's a miracle from nothing to something.
那一天庞大的人群, 他们吃的鱼, 从来没有在水里面游过, 没有掌过。
The large school of a fish was never swim in the water, was never fed it.
他们吃那个饼, 也不是来自地里面长的麦子。
Those bread not grown out of grain.
所以耶稣呢, 祂可以使无变有, 表明祂是神, 祂就是那位创造的主。
The Lord Jesus made something out of nothing, demonstrate he is the God, the creator.
所以我们信的神呢, 是从无到有, 是让死人复活的神。
This is the Lord can resurrect the dead.
那马太福音这里告诉我们呢, 喂饱了 5,000男丁以后呢, 耶稣马上催门徒上船。
Here it also tells us, after Jesus fed the 5,000 men, Jesus immediately get on the boat.
那他一个人留下呢, 让众人散开。
He urging his disciples to get on the boat, so he will stay on this.
那主耶稣让门徒们离开, 他自己留下的目的是什么?
What is the reason he let the disciple go first and he himself stayed?
那在之前呢, 本来耶稣带门徒们, 这个门徒们刚刚传道回来。
Earlier we know he just spread the good news earlier.
他本来要带着门徒们呢, 要到一个地方去休息一下。
His intention is to bring the disciples to a place to rest.
带上他们的行踪呢, 被众人发现了。
But their intention has been known to the other people.
所以庞大的人群呢, 又前来聚集, 来到耶稣的面前, 耶稣就对他们动了怜悯之心。
When he saw a lot of people gathered together in front of them, he had the mercy to those followers.
所以教导完之后呢, 他就用五饼二鱼喂饱了5,000男丁。
So he was considered their need, so that's why he fed them.
那当时天是已经晚了啊, 那跟门徒们一样, 耶稣呢, 他身体呢已经感到非常疲惫。
At that time, it's actually very late. He felt tired too.
所以他体贴, 但是他体贴门徒的需要, 他们需要呢, 自己留下来, 让他们先行一步。
So he cared about his disciples. He let them go first.
那这样的话, 门徒们就可以找个地方来休息一下。
That's why the disciples, they can find a place to rest a little bit.
所以这是耶稣让门徒们先行一步, 先离开的一个原因。
This is one of the reasons he won't let the disciple go first.
那从下面的经文, 我们知道, 他有更重要的原因。
If you look at after that, you will find out there is a more important reason he do so.
那在这里呢, 等到, 让众人散开以后呢, 耶稣就独自一个人呢, 在山上祷告。
After let disciple go, and he stay up to the mountain, he pray by himself.
这里还特意强调是耶稣独自上山, 他独自一个人在山上。
Here emphasize, he come up to the mountain alone.
那圣经好多地方告诉我们, 耶稣呢常常是一个人独处, 说明他对独处看得非常要紧。
There's so many times it tell us Jesus spend the solidarity.
那这一次在那儿独处做什么呢?
What exactly do while he's alone?
他一个人独处祷告, 他在父神面前祷告。
He actually pray in front of God by himself.
耶稣不仅在那儿祷告, 从下面经文可以告诉我们, 他在整夜祷告。
And he not only pray for sure a little bit, he actually spent the whole night up there praying.
所以独处祷告呢, 是耶稣常常做的一件事。
Pray alone, that's one of the frequent things he practiced.
在一届施工之前, 他先在父神面前祷告, 一项施工结束以后, 他又在父神面前祷告。
Before he started ministry, he always pray first. Then after that, he pray again.
想想看神的儿子耶稣呢, 他常常在父亲面前祷告, 在独处, 那我们今天的人呢?
We think about Jesus, the Son of God, he always spend the time pray. How about us?
我们更需要常常安静下来, 在父亲面前独处祷告, 与他交流。
This is also very important for each believers like us. We need to spend more time to pray.
记得祷告呢, 我们从神那儿汲取力量, 汲取智慧, 跟他的关系更加亲密。
From God, we can have a good relation to Him. We'll understand Him more.
那有一个老传道人他讲过一句话, 我非常赞同啊, 他说是我们基督徒 失败的一个最重要的原因是在祷告上失败了。
One of the spiritual leaders, and one time he told me, one of the failures, or most important failures for most of the followers, is we pray too little.
我们可以想想看我们自己的光景，我们自己的祷告的生活目前处在什么样的境况里面？
Let's think about ourselves. How's our prayer life?
你自己是不是常常在神面前独处，在神面前祷告呢？
Do you spend the time alone with God and pray with Him?
那耶稣在岸上独处祷告的时候，门徒们在干什么呢？
While Jesus is praying, what disciple is doing?
当时他们处在什么情况里面？
What kind of a situation they're in?
那圣经告诉我们呢，当时啊，说那时呢，船在海中因风不顺。
But scripture tells us all the disciples in the boat, but they're getting into trouble.
门徒们乘着船呢，在海中呢遇到狂风巨浪，船被摇撼，无法前行。
They met a big wind and big waves. They are in big trouble.
那时是什么时候？
At that time, what exactly the time is?
就是耶稣在岸上独处的时候。
That's exactly the moment God spent the solitude in the mountain.
那马可福音告诉我们,
Up the mountain.
马可福音告诉我们, 晚上耶稣一个人在岸上行走的时候，他看见门徒们呢因风不顺，在船在那儿摇橹甚苦。
When they walk on the shore, he actually saw them struggle in the water.
想想看，当时天是黑的，耶稣竟然可以在岸上看见海里面所发生的事情。
We know that's a nighttime, and how Jesus can saw them.
这说明什么呢？
What that tell us?
说明耶稣呢，他有神圣的能力，他无所不知，他无所不能。
Our God, he has a superpower. There is nothing beyond his reach.
他知道，他可以看见周围发生的一切事儿。
He can actually read happening everything around us.
包括今天，他知道我们周围发生的一切事情。
He will understand everything happened in our lives.
虽然说我们眼睛看不见他。
Even though we cannot see him,
但是他把我们看得清清楚楚，他在注视着我们。
He can see through us clearly. He watching us.
他在注视着我们的言行举止。He
watch every word, our thoughts, and every action.
继而看到了门徒们在风暴里面正在摇橹甚苦，无法前行。那耶稣是怎么反应的？
When Jesus knows disciple actually in the trouble, what exactly he do next?
他有没有马上过去帮助他们？
Did they jump over to help them out immediately?
没有，是不是？
No, he didn't.
门徒们在风浪里面正在与巨浪搏斗，而耶稣在一边看着。
When disciple is battling the strong wind and the huge waves, Jesus is watching from the side.
所以耶稣在边上看热闹，是不是？
It sounds like he is just watching.
什么原因他会在一边这儿看着呢？
What's the reason he just watched?
他在等待时机。
He's waiting for the right time.
他在等待他自己的时间。
He's waiting for his time.
想想看，想想看我们自己， 等到我们遇到风暴， 我们遇到风浪的时候， 我们在什么心态呢？
Think about for us. If we enter the storm, what exactly we do?
我们非常盼望神马上会出现， 马上能够来帮助解决我们的问题， 带我们走出风浪，是不是？
We really hope Jesus will come down and help us out of the trouble immediately.
我们说，既然神你爱我，那你就应该怜悯我，应该赶快来帮助我，是不是？
Since you love us so much, you should help us right away.
我想这是我们的常态，我们也会这样想。This
is all we think.
那回到马太福音这里呢，啊，实际上呢，这不是门徒们第一次遇见风浪。
If we know that this is not a first time disciple met the big storm.
之前呢，从圣经的记载看，他们至少遇见过一次。
At least they get into the same situation one more time before.
那一次呢，耶稣在船上。
At that time, Jesus actually with them in the boat.
所以有风浪的时候，他们马上可以把耶稣叫醒。
So that at that time, they wake up Jesus immediately.
但是这一次不一样，这一次风暴出现的时候，耶稣不在身边。
But this time, Jesus is not with them.
门徒们靠什么能够胜过风浪？他们能胜过风浪吗？
Can they win the battle in this storm?
当时门徒们一定在想：哎呀，要是耶稣在身边该多好！
Most of the time we think, if God is with us, so good.
假如我们处在门徒的境况里面，我们也会这样想。
If we put ourselves into their shoes, we probably think of the same thing.
但是呢，门徒有难处的时候，他们在风浪里的时候，耶稣竟然不在身边。
The thing is, when we are in trouble, Jesus is not with them.
主耶稣什么时候出现的？他什么时候决定要去帮助他们的？
Do you know when Jesus come back to help them?
圣经告诉我们，夜里4更天，耶稣呢在水面上走，要到门徒那里去。
At that time is the night time, and Jesus actually walked on the water toward their boat.
夜里4更天什么时候啊？早上3、4点钟的样子，那个时候天还没亮呢。
It's about a 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning.
这说明什么？耶稣一个人独自在山上住了多久啊？差不多一个晚上的时间，是不是？
Yes, this can tell us that Jesus actually spent the time up in the mountain for almost the whole night.
所以时间到了的时候呢，耶稣才决定要到门徒那里去。
He only come down to help them at the time he needed.
主耶稣怎么过去的？
How did he get reach them?
这儿讲得很清楚，他是从水上走过去。
He actually walked on the surface of the water
我们都知
toward them.
道，人是不可能在水上走的。
Everybody know human cannot walk on the water.
从这点我们可以看出来，耶稣呢不是一般的人，他是什么？他是神，他掌控一切。
From here we know that Jesus is not a regular man. He actually have a superpower.
刚才讲夜里4更天，当时天还没亮，周围是朦胧一片，是看不清的。
Think back again. At that time, 3 to 4 a.m., it's still dark.
所以在那个时候，看到有个人的影子在水上走啊，那门徒们怎么反应？
When the disciple saw someone walk on the river from the boat, how they think
他
about
们害怕，大叫起来，以为是个鬼怪了，鬼怪来了。
it? Yeah, they immediately cried out, it's a ghost.
什么原因他们会害怕？
For what reason they cried out?
他们压根儿都没想到，竟然有人可能在水上走，
He never thought of someone can actually walk on the water.
所以他们就感到惧怕，以为是鬼怪来了。
So that's why they are so afraid. They thought he's a ghost.
那耶稣行这个神迹的时候呢，只有门徒在场。
When the miracle was cried out, only disciple there.
很显然，在水上行走这个神迹呢，是专门做给门徒看的。
It's obviously this miracle only played out for his disciple.
他要刻意的让他们明白，要向他们彰显他到底是谁。
He's intentionally let disciple knows who he is.
这是另外一个耶稣让门徒们先离开的原因。他已经计划好了，他要行这个特别的神迹。
This is very much another reason that's why he need to leave first.
所以耶稣呢，要用这种特别的方式让门徒来认识他，要让他们知道他到底是谁。
Jesus using these special situations let his disciple know who he really are.
那看到门徒们已经变得惊慌失措了，主耶稣是如何回应他们呢？
Look at here when disciples in the trouble and how exactly he respond to him.
耶稣马上对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。
So he immediately tell them that it's I, don't afraid.
”什么是连忙？连忙就是马上、立刻。
What they said immediately, it do it right away.
所以，看到门徒们正处在疑惑、惧怕里面。耶稣马上对他们讲：“你们不要怕，你们放心，是我呢。
Lord want to use special ways to let disciple understand who he is, so he clearly let them know that.
”说最关键的时候，在关键时候，主耶稣来安慰他的门徒们，拿走他们心里的疑惑和惧怕。
At this critical moment, he come out to remove the fear, remove the trouble out
那
of their mind.
门徒们，他们能不能听出谁在讲话呢？
Do you think a disciple will actually hear who is talking?
有人开始讲话了，彼得说什么？主啊，如果是你，请叫我从水上走到你那里去。
Someone said that if that's really you, let me walk on the water too.
又是彼得第一个讲话。
Again, Peter is the first one say something.
那我们知道，从圣经的记载看到，在关键的时候都是彼得一个人先开口。
This is once one more time we know that Peter is always the first person to speak out.
那彼得在说什么？说什么？说主，假如是你呢，请我呢？从水面上到你那里去。
If it's really you, please let me walk toward you.
假如是你啊，彼得是否清楚 前面这个人呢，就是耶稣呢？
He said it if, that means he's not 100% sure.
听起来好像很不确定，是不是？
It sounds like he's not sure what exactly the person is.
实际上在那个时候，彼得已经非常确定，在水上行走的那个人呢，就是耶稣。
He actually, at that moment, very clear that person is Jesus.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
这一个关键字，他说什么？主，主是神，是主宰。假如是你，他已彼得已经听出来，那个讲话的人就是耶稣，就是神。
Yeah, the Peter responds, "Lord, if it is you," so that means he knows who that person is.
所以彼得说：“主啊，假如是你呢？这个假如是既然啊，既然是你。”
If it is were you, Peter, would you be aware of the person speaking before him was Jesus?
假如是你的话，既然是你的话，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
If it is really you, please let me walk toward you through the water, on the water.
那我们一般人对彼得的印象是什么印象啊？对彼得
？Normally, how we think about Peter?
我们常觉得彼得这个人呢，很鲁莽，讲大话，讲什么？讲大嘴巴，三次不认主，很糟糕，是不是？
He really, the person really talked loud first and quickly. And a few times we know that he actually, three times he not acknowledged Jesus is Lord.
实际上我们对彼得的看法常常是很片面的。
From my side of it, we know Peter, we always have some different opinion, my opinion.
从这里他说的话来看，我们看出他是一个什么样的信心。
From here, we can tell what kind of a faith belongs to Peter.
彼得竟然要求请求耶稣呢，让他从水面上走。这样的信心呢，是其他门徒没有的。
Peter even asked Jesus, let him to walk too.
所以呢，彼得是在门徒当中呢，是第一个说出耶稣是基督，他是最先明白耶稣就是神的儿子，救主。
Peter is the first person to ask the Lord to do that. And also he has believed Jesus is truly the Lord.
所以在这里呢，彼得他什么？他对耶稣说什么？假如是你呢，请叫我从水上呢走到你那里去，请叫我。
Please, if it's really you, let me do it the same.
什么是请叫啊？实际是请求，对不对？他彼得向耶稣请求，他在问，向耶稣问，我可以不可以
？It's a request from him to ask Jesus, allow him to do it.
所以在那个时候，彼得不是靠血气，不是凭自己的意思。
At that moment, for sure, we know he's not speak this out of his flesh.
他要看是不是神的心意。假如是神的心意的话呢，我才做这事儿。
He actually seeking the intention of the Lord first.
所以他不是在要故意炫耀自己，他要把神的旨意呢放在首位。
He is not intention to show us he has a strong faith, but he truly seek the faith.
在做事情以前呢，他想把事情弄明白，那是不是神的心意
？Before he do the both things, he actually asked the Lord what you want me to do.
我想这一点呢，对我们今天的人呢，是一个很好的提醒。
This is a great reminder for every believer today.
那我们在做一件事的时候，我们在参与一件服事的时候，我们也当先寻求是不是神的心意，在神面前祷告寻求。
We do before we do everything, especially the ministry work, we want to ask the Lord first whether that's the thing you want us to do.
假如不是神的心意，那我们就不要凭血气，不要硬要去行。
If it is not the real intention, we don't want to force everything happen.
否则的话呢，神不会与我们同在，也不会祝福我们。
If we truly do that, actually, Lord, not going to bless us for all the effort we put into.
所以在这里，彼得请求耶稣呢，让他走过去。那么耶稣是怎么回应的
？From here, Lord, how exactly Jesus respond to him?
那这里告诉我们，耶稣说什么？你来吧。那彼得呢，就从船上下来，从水上走过去。
And Jesus said to him, "Come." Peter then get out of the boat, walk on the water to Jesus.
那耶稣这儿只讲了一个字，来。
He only used one word, "Come."
这是一个命令，是一个吩咐。
This is a command.
看到彼得有这样的请求呢，主耶稣就答应了他，吩咐他从水上走。
Since he see Peter's request, that's why he granted his ask.
所以很显然，主耶稣要借着这件事情呢，让彼得和其他的门徒要学点功课。
Since the intention Jesus put this into their life, let the disciple learn the lesson.
那当然，听到了耶稣的回应以后呢，彼得的反应是马上什么，从船上下来。走在了水上。
After hear that, they immediately come off.
他要朝着耶稣的方向走过去。
He immediately walked toward Jesus.
那当时海上是什么样的景况
？What kind of a situation happening in the sea?
当时什么？海里面是狂风大作，巨浪翻腾。
We can see there is a big wind and also big wave.
但是彼得有没有看到风浪?
Did Jesus see the wind and the wave?
彼得有没有看到风浪?
Whether Peter see the wind and wave?
他没有看见。
No, he didn't.
他看见什么了?
What exactly he see?
他眼睛看见什么? 他眼睛看到了耶稣了。
He only saw Jesus.
他的眼睛呢, 紧紧地盯在了耶稣的身上。
He focuses attention only on Jesus himself.
虽然说边上是狂风大作。
Even though there is a big wind and raging wave,
结果是什么?
What's the result?
彼得呢真的在水上走了起来。
He actually walked on the water himself.
这是从来没有发生的事情，从来没有人竟然可以在水上行走。这是圣经里面记载的唯一的一次。
It's never recorded a human being can walk on the water. This is the first time.
很显然呢，不是彼得自己可以走在水面上，不是他凭自己的能力能够走起来。
Clearly, it's not a Peter himself who walked through the water, nor did he have the ability.
而是耶稣呢，让他在水上行走，是主的话语带着巨大的能力，神的话语在托着他，让他可以在水上行走。It
is absolutely the Lord Jesus enabled him to walk on the water. It's the Lord's words creating great power that allow him to remain on the surface of the water.
那什么原因，耶稣要答应彼得这样的要求？
But what reason Jesus allow Peter request agree to Peter's request?
他这样做有什么目的？
What kind of intention is?
下面就会提示我们，我们先看看接下来发生什么事儿。
Let's look at what happened next.
那在三十节，他说：“因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去。”别孩子说：“主啊，救我！”
And following it said, when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, say, Lord, save me.
说刚走了一会儿呢，彼得就开始什么？开始害怕了。
So after walk a little bit, then Peter already afraid.
什么原因他害怕?
For what reason he afraid?
阴间风什么？甚大。Because
the wind is so big.
因为彼得看见了那个狂风巨浪。Because
he saw the raging wind and the strong wave.
他的眼睛不再是看着耶稣了，他看见的是身边的环境，看见的是狂风巨浪。Because
his eyes focus has been shifted to the wind, but not on Lord himself.
眼睛离开了主，他。 开始害怕，开始往下沉。
And then after that, he starts to sink.
那结果是什么？ 这里说，将要沉下去。
He almost about to sink.
那彼得就大喊说：“主啊，救我！”
So that's why he called out, Lord, save me.
那我想我们很多人都会游泳哈，到在游泳池里面，在湖里面或在河里面游泳跳水，或者看到别人跳水的经历。
We know some people, they know how to swim. All of us have that kind of experience of swimming or diving in a pool, lake or river.
当一个人往在水里面跳的时候，会是什么情况？
When someone dive into the water, what kind of situation we get into?
那个人会很快的扑通一下子就不见了，对不对？掉到水里面去了，是不是？
Yeah. When the body reaching the surface of the water, that person will disappear quickly.
中间不会有任何的停留。
There is no pause.
但是彼得的经历是什么经历？
Then what kind of experience Peter had?
这里说是将要沉下去，就是要开始要往下沉。In
here tell us that it's about to sink.
有没有沉下去？
Whether he sink or not.
什么叫开始往下沉呢？ 是什么？他没有一下子沉下去啊。
He's not sink immediately.
他是在慢慢的在往下沉。
He's slowly, slowly sink down.
这是不会，平时不会发生的事儿。
This is not happening in regular life.
很显然，神在掌控整个下沉的过程。
It's probably Lord himself is controlling the sinking process.
主耶稣呢，要让彼得要有这样一个特别的经历。
Jesus let Peter have this kind of a very special experience.
他这样做有什么目的？
What's the intention he want to do it?
假如彼得一下子扑通沉下去了以后，他就没有机会来呼叫耶稣。
What if he sink down immediately? Did he have a chance to call out? May not be.
就在开始往下沉的时候，在沉的过程里面，那在这时候，彼得大声的呼喊耶稣：“你救我！”
When he's about to sink down, he started to cry out, Lord, save me.
很显然呢，神呢让彼得有呼求帮助的时间，没有。 让他继续往下沉。
So he gave Peter an opportunity to cry out to seek help.
他没有让他沉到底，他也不会让他沉到底。
He will not let him sink down, not even mention by the bottom.
那对我们今天人有什么提醒？那对我们有什么安慰？
What kind of reminder to every believer today?
当我们自己遇到风暴、遇到难处的时候，神同样也会给我们机会，他也什么，给我们机会，给我们呼吸的机会，他不会让我们继续往下沉，不会让我们沉到底。
When we enter the life of the storm, Jesus will not let us sink. He will give us the opportunity to cry out to him, and he will give the opportunity to help us.
不过问题是什么？问题是，到时候我们是否愿意呼求神？当啊，我们那个时候来的时候，我们是否愿意呼求
？The critical point is that whether you actually seek or cry out to him.
当我假如我们愿意，我们愿意呼求的时候，神一定会听到，他一定会及时的帮助我们。
When we actually seek help to him, he will definitely reach out his hand.
那我自己已经信主三十多年了哈，超过三十多年了啊。信主以后呢，我在教会里面，在团契里面参加过各种各样的服事，经历过各种各样大大小小的风波。
I've been a believer for 30 years. I serve in church in different kind of roles and going through different kind of storms.
那我记得有一次啊，记忆非常深的有一次呢，是我们教会里面啊，当时啊，成立一个叫临时七人工作小组的时候所发生的事儿。
There is one time I remember we have a special temporary search committee.
那当时因为啊，那是二十年以前的事了。
It's about 20 years ago.
但那个经历对我的印象是非常的深。
That experience gave me a huge impact.
那当时呢是教会的牧师跟那时候的长老呢有之间有些冲突。
At that time, the pastors and elders, there is some conflict between them.
结果呢，牧师离开辞职离开教会的长老长老团解散。
The pastor left by himself, then the elder board dismissed.
当时这个你可以想象，教会弟兄姊妹受到了很大的伤害，一些人离开了教会。
At that time, you can tell brothers and sisters were hurt so bad. Some of them actually choose to leave.
那有几位属灵的长，在几位属灵的长辈帮助之下呢，教会弟兄姊妹就推选了七个人啊，组成一个叫临时工作小组。
Through the help of the senior spiritual leaders, we formed a seven-person committee.To seek a new pastor.
那我是其中一个。
I was one of them.
那我们临时小组的这个责任呢，是要啊协调负责教会的各项事工，只等到新的长老被神呼召出来为止。
At that moment, we are granted a task to coordinating all the activity in church until we can find the next pastor.
我想可以想象，当时教会弟兄姊妹对这个临时工作小组的期望是有多么高。
You can tell brothers and sisters have a high hope, high expectation to this seven-person committee.
他盼望我们呢，这个小组呢，可以尽快的帮教会呢安静下来，让各样的事工能正常化。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, hope we can finally find the pastors and make a church life is get back to normal again.
那我们七个人就在一起啊，同心合意祷告，愿意尽力帮助教会。
So with seven-person committee, we kneel down together, we pray.
那在开始一段时间里面呢，我们七个人在教会里面啊，每个礼拜要见面要开会，有时候一个礼拜要两次。
Every week, the seven-person committee we have to get together to pray, and there sometimes is twice in a week.
每次都好几个小时，有时间三个、四个小时在一起。
Then each time we spend 3 to 4 hours.
那在开始一段时间里面呢，我啊没有感到什么有什么压力。
In the beginning, I didn't feel any pressure for that long meeting.
但是几个月下来之后呢，我感到力不从心，觉得有太多事情需要面对。
And after a few months, I feel the pressures come on. There were so many things we need to discuss to pray about.
当时我除了要全时间上班，那家里面还有三个年幼的孩子，他们都还没有到上学的年龄，都需要很多时间来陪伴。
At that time, I still have three kids with us. There is a lot of things happening in the family as well.
所以当时我就觉得自己进入一个风暴。
So at that time, I truly get into the storm.
心里面压力越来越大，睡眠都开始出现状况。
The pressure on myself is so high, so I have a trouble to sleep.
所以当时我是工作四天，每天10个小时，所以每天早上呢需要很早就要起来去上班。
At that time, I work for 4 days a week and 10 hours per day. So in the early morning, I have to get to the work really early.
所以我意识到自己呢在开始往下慢慢下沉。
At that moment, I can feel myself start to sink down.
开始有些灰心，现在有了要退出这个小组的念头。
At that time, I was disappointed. Even have a thought, should I leave the committee?
那过了几天呢，我把心里的挣扎跟其他同工分享了一下。
A few days later, I actually expressed my struggle with the other coworkers.
那些同工们没有责怪我，他们没有埋怨我，为我一起祷告。
The other coworkers did not blame on me or reject me for anything, but they pray with me together.
什么原因我感到自己在慢慢下沉？什么原因我在感到自己在灰心呢？
I asked myself, what is the reason I feel I'm sinking? I feel disappointed.
因为我的眼睛里面看到的全是事情，
Because all I see is a thing need to be done.
所以我的眼睛呢盯在了教会里面各项各样的事工上面。
All I look at it is a ministry. There's something I need to do about it.
换句话说呢，我的眼睛已经离开什么？已经离开了神，已经离开了耶稣。
Only exception I'm not focused on is Jesus himself.
就像彼得一样，当彼得离开主的时候，他看到是什么？全的环境全是狂风巨浪。
When Jesus starts to sink, what exactly he see? He sees a big wave, surging water.
在风浪里的时候，等到我当时开始下沉的时候，我有两个选择。
At that moment when I start to sink, I have two choices.
第一个选择，我选择让自己继续下沉。
One is let me sink continuously.
第二个呢，我选择呼求神的怜悯，神的帮助。
Another option is I cry out to the Lord, seek help.
当我愿意在神面前安静，在神面前调整自己的心态，我愿意呼求他帮助的时候，我心里面的忧虑、心里的疑惑呢，开始消失。
When I start to calm down before the Lord, I ask his help. My anxiety, my stress slowly disappear.
在我往下下沉的时候呢，神的话语提醒我，他说我看的不是你做多少事儿，而是你是否忠心，你是否愿意委身。
Lord at that moment said, it's not the things you do, it's about you, how loyal you to me.
我不知道你目前你自己的光景是什么样的光景。
I don't know what kind of a situation everyone is facing today.
也许你正在经历一些风暴，家里有风暴，教会里面有风暴。
Maybe the storm you're experiencing is happening at a church or in your family life.
或者你在工作的地方正在经历一些风暴。
Or maybe the work you do actually give a lot of trouble.
在风暴里面，你觉得自己在开始要慢慢下沉了。
The storm is so big, you feel you're about to sink.
所以在这个时候，你也有两个选择。
You have two choices too.
你是要选择继续往下沉呢，还是要选择呼求神的怜悯、神的帮助？
Do you allow yourself to continue sink down? You actually seek Lord for help.
所以，假如你目前处在风暴里面，你会做什么选择
？If you are currently in the storm, what kind of a choice you gonna pick?
所以在马可福音这里，在开始下沉的时候，彼得及时的呼求主耶稣的名字。
When he about to sink down, he called out to Lord.
那听到彼得呼吸以后，主耶稣的回应是什么呢？
What kind of a response from Peter? From Jesus.
主耶稣立刻责备训斥彼得。
Do you think the Lord will actually score him, Peter?
是不是？
Did he actually do that? Immediately rebuke and score Peter?
不是，对不对？
No, he did not.
耶稣怎么做的？
What exactly he did?
他伸手拉住彼得，说：“你这小心人呐，为什么疑惑呢？”
Jesus immediately reached out his hand, caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you?"
听到彼得的呼求以后呢，主耶稣没有斥责他，没有训斥他，而是先做了一个动作。
Jesus did not blame him at all, but he used his action to show his heart.
什么动作
？What kind of action？
他伸手先拉住彼得，把彼得拉住了。
He reached out and pulled him up.
耶稣是神的儿子，他的话带着巨大的能力，他完全可以讲一句话，这个让彼得变得安全。
Jesus has a lot of powers. He's not necessarily using the hand. You can use the words.
但他选择用自己的手 来拉着彼得。
But he chose to use his hand to pull him out.
他显然要让他感受到安全，感受到安慰，让他受到保护。
He used his hand to let him feel Jesus' love. He felt the protection, his comfort.
拉住了彼得，用手拉住了彼得以后，让他感到安全以后，耶稣才说：“你这小信的人呢，你为什么疑惑呢？”
After he reached out his hand and he started to say, Your little faith, why did you doubt?
言下之意呢，他是理当不该疑惑的。
His, he implies you should not have any doubt about this.
在这里呢，耶稣并没有责备彼得，而是安慰他说：“你理当是有信心的。”
He did not blame him, and you should have a faith.
那耶稣说呢：“你是小信的人。什么是小信的人？
What exactly of a little faith?
小信呢，就是没有信心啊。小信的人就是没有信心的人。
Little faith actually means no faith.
那有时候我们在教会里面会听到说：‘哎呀，某某弟兄很有信心的，某某姊妹信心很大。’”
In church, we always say that some brother or sisters, he have a strong faith.
实际上呢，信心呢是没有大小之分的。
In faith, we believe there is no little, no strong.
一个人呢，要么有信心，要么就没有信心。
You either have it or you don't.
有人说：“哎，那耶稣不是说过那个，他夸过那个百夫长的信心很大吗？”
But Jesus also mentioned that he has actually have a strong faith.
百夫长。他夸过百夫长的信心。
He actually praised the
Centurion。
centurion. He actually have a strong faith.
耶稣夸百夫长的信心的时候啊，他说的不是他信心有多大，而是说他的信心是真实的，是宝贵的。
Yeah, when he actually mentioned about centurion, he not only mentioned about whether is how big his faith, he actually have a true faith.
彼得呢，之前是有信心的，他是在什么时候啊？他是有信心的，他是
This,
什么时候有信心的？
starting from when Peter have the faith.
当他的眼睛在耶稣的身上的时候，他是有信心的。
He has the faith when his eye focus on Jesus.
当什么时候没有信心了？
When he started to lose his faith.
当他的眼睛看到环境、看到狂风巨浪的时候，他就没有信心了。
When his focus shifted to the wave, to the wind, he lose his faith.
一旦眼睛看错了地方，他就变得没有信心了。
When our eyes not focus on the right places, we will lose faith.
所以彼得呢，处在惧怕的时候呢，耶稣先做的不是斥责，不是埋怨，而是先马上拉住他的手，让他感到安全。
And first, Jesus did is not to blame him, and instead, he reached out his hands to help him.
这对我们今天人有什么提醒呢？
It's such a reminder for everyone.
在我们在教会里面做带领的人有什么提醒？
For those church leaders, what kind of a reminder to us?
对我们每个做父母的有什么提醒？
What kind of a reminder to each parents?
我们在座的有些年轻人哈，当我们孩子伤心害怕的时候，我们父母会做什么呢？
We know some of us is young parents. When our kids start to crying, what exactly we need to do?
在座的你们这年轻人父母，你们的父母都是非常完美的哈，他们不会有问题。
A lot of kids I know, from young parents, they actually don't have troubles.
当小孩子，比如说小孩子不小心摔倒的时候啊，我们会赶快的去什么？去安慰他，去保护他，是不是？
Yeah, if you see our kids tripped, what we do? We go there to help them out immediately.
我不知道你自己是不是那样做的哈。
I don't know whether you actually do that.
你还是会说先训斥他一番。
Or you come here before you even reach the hand, you starting to tell him why you trip.
你会不会讲，怎么能不小心呢？你没看到那儿有个坑吗？
Why don't pay attention? There is a pothole.
我想我们老一代的人可能是有这个经历哈。
And the people have some ages, they probably know this kind of a similar experiences.
孩子已经受了惊吓，已经感到惧怕，我们没有先去安慰他，没有先去让他感到得到保护，而是先什么，将他们训斥一番，先批评他们一顿。
We normally do when our children get into trouble, we do something unexpected. We normally do the first thing is blame them and find a reason.
在教会里面服侍的时候，当某一项事工出现问题的时候，我们对那个做事的同工会是什么态度？
Same thing in the church when our coworkers did something or missed a step, what exactly we should do to them?
我们的第一反应是不是会先感谢他们的付出， 会不会先看到他们的辛苦呢?
Are we going to praise them for their effort and time first?
还是说我们第一反应是找别人的毛病，找他的问题在哪里?
Or our first impression is we try to correct it?
我想主耶稣对彼得的态度呢，对我们今天的人呢，是一个很好的提醒。
The attitude of Jesus at that time, and he shows the disciple, is a great reminder to every one of us.
当弟兄姊妹灰心软弱、跌倒出现问题的时候，我们反应不是责备，不是埋怨，而是先安慰、先鼓励、先体贴。
When our brothers and sisters get into trouble, missteps, make a mistake, the first thing shouldn't be a blame, should be encourage them, praise them.
最后这里说，他们上了船呢，风就住了。
When they get on the boat, the wind stopped.
所以耶稣跟彼得是一起上了船。
So we can tell Jesus get along with the disciple on the same boat.
他们两个从哪上去的？从哪上船的？
From where they get on the boat?
他们两个从水上，对不对？从水上上了船。
Yeah, from the water. Get on the boat.
很显然的，彼得被耶稣拉住以后呢，跟耶稣一起呢继续在水上行走。
When he hold hand with hold Peter's hand, they walk together on the water toward the boat.
当彼得他的眼睛重新的定在耶稣的身上的时候，他又可以在水上行走了。
When he actually focuses his eyes on Jesus himself, he can walk again.
直到上了船以后，狂风巨浪才停下。
Until they reach the boat, the wind and surging waves start to die down.
这说明什么？说明在彼得在水上行走的时候，当时那个狂风巨浪还在继续，还在他的身旁。
That when they walk on the water together, the big wave and surging winds is actually not stopped.
这提醒我们什么呢？有神同在的时候，不一定是风平浪静的时候。
It's remind us when Lord with us, it's not necessarily means everything is in calm.
实际上呢，常常的相反的，神与我们同在的时候，神也在我们身边的时候，也常常是什么？我们处在难处里的时候，也常常是在风暴里的时候。
On contrary, most of the time, Lord with us, actually, we are in the storm.
所以，因为有神的同在，我们可以平稳前行；因为有神的同在呢，我们可以不惧怕任何的风险。
Because Lord with us at that time, so that's why we can walk through the storm.
所以，神今天这段话语对你自己有什么提醒？有什么帮助？
For today's message, is there any reminder to us?
我们开始讲，在我们的人生里面，我们会有各种各样的大大小小的风暴。
In our life, there is all kinds of storms.
也许你现在正在经历一些风暴。
Maybe you are experiencing the storm in the life at this moment.
也许你的婚姻里面正在经历风暴，也许你跟弟兄姊妹的关系呢，正经历风暴。
Maybe the marriage in the trouble. Maybe you have a relation, the relationship between you and the co-workers is are in the trouble.
也许你跟自己的孩子的关系正在处在风暴里面。
Maybe the relationship between you and the kids are in trouble.
所以在风暴里的时候，你会很可能会感到疲惫，感到灰心，会让你感到开始往下沉。
In the storm, at the moment, you will feel about so many stress and disappointed, and you feel about to sink.
你有没有意识到，你在风暴的时候，神正在注视着你，正在看着你。
The point is that when we are in the storm, are you be aware, Lord actually watching over us?
在我们往下沉的时候，神就在我们的身旁。
When we start to sink down, actually, Lord is right next to you.
所以说呢，在风暴里面，神一直在注视着我们，他就在我们身旁，他不会让我们继续下沉。
When Lord see us in the storms, he will not allow, let us sink down.
问题是我们要做什么选择？我们是否愿意及时的呼求神的怜悯？
The key point is that whether on the call out to God and seek His help.
坐在风暴里面，在下行的时候，我是否愿意呼求神的帮助？
At the moment when you sink down, are you going to call out the Lord for help?
我是否愿意让神拉住我的手，度过目前的风暴？
Are you allow Lord to reach out His hands to go through this trouble?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们再次感谢你。
Lord in heaven, we thank you again.
盼望你的话语已经进到我们心里面。
We hope your words get into our heart.
我们看到你的仆人彼得他的经历。
We know your servant Peter, he has his tremendous experience.
在风暴的时候，他变得惧怕。
In the storm, he become afraid.
当他的眼睛在你身上的时候，他可以面对风暴。
But when his eye focus on you, he can face the storm.
当他的眼睛离开主的时候，他开始下沉。
When he shifted his eyes to something else, he start to sink.
当他的眼睛重新回到神的身上的时候，他又可以在风暴里面平稳的前行。
When he directly focus on you, he can continue facing the storm and walk ahead.
天父，这是我们把我自己放在你面前。
And Lord, we please you come to us.
你知道我们的目前的景况是什么？
You know everything going on in our lives.
我们也会面对各种各样的挑战，我们的婚姻，我们的家庭，我们的工作，我们在教会里的服事。
We could face all kinds of the troubles in marriage, serving in the church, and all kinds of relationships.
在这大大小小的风暴里面，
in these different kinds of storms,
让我们重新回转，重新把眼睛回到你的身上。
Let's come back and return our eyes back to you.
在我们下潜的时候，我们来到你面前说：“主啊，救我。”
When we are about to sink, let's let us call out, Lord, save me.
求你恩待保守我们每一位。
Please bless us and help us.
我们现在祷告祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.